We're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe. And Darren, you got a big weekend coming up with the trip down to Edmond, Oklahoma to face Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're looking forward to heading down to Edmond. And, you know, it's kind of funny you say that because after every conference series, I look at Coach Peason and we say, boy, that was a big series. And, you know, we've said it all weekend, every weekend throughout the season, and, you know, no weekend better than this one in front of us.
Let's just talk about the ramifications, what takes place this weekend and what you need to do against Central Oklahoma.
Well, obviously they're going to be a good ball club. They're sitting in second place right now, have led the conference most of the year, all the way up, I guess, until last weekend when we overtook them by half a game. So they're going to be good in every phase. You know, they're going to pitch it well. They're going to hit well. They play very well in their ballpark. They're going to be solid defensively. So, you know, I thought we had a lot of seniors at 15. Rumor has it they have about 25 guys that will be honored this weekend in their senior days. So very veteran ball club, you know, and, you know, we played pretty well against them the last couple of years, but, you know, obviously a challenge for us.
You were able to get off to a good start this season, able to keep up that success throughout the year. Just kind of talk about what's been some of the keys to the way this team has played this year.
Well, I think a couple of things, John. I think number one, just our leadership. You know, a lot of these guys have come through the program, been here 4 and 5 years, with those 15 seniors, and you know, just a team that's been easy for me to coach, just because they know our expectations, they know the conference, they know the level that they have to play at week in and week out, just to give themselves an opportunity for success in the MIAA. And then you know, I think on the backside, it goes along with the leadership is you know, just keeping a proper mindset throughout the course of the season. You know, I look at the Northern State weekend where we dropped a doubleheader on Sunday. I think we were sitting 12-5 at the time. And, you know, you look in front of you and you had Central Missouri and Pittsburgh State, Missouri Southern and Central Oklahoma to get there. And if guys wanted to panic a little bit, that would have been the weekend to do it. But, you know, we bounced back, took 2 out of 3 from Central Missouri and just kept winning series up until we got to the point of sweeping Washburn, sweeping Missouri Southern, winning some big games midweek with Missouri Western and Nebraska Kearney. So I think if I had to put a finger on it, you know, just the mindset that our players have had going into each game, not feeling sorry for themselves and not getting frustrated when things aren't going our way, and just grinding out ball games and, you know, giving themselves a chance to win at the end of the day.
As far as this weekend goes, if all goes well for you, what would a conference championship mean to you personally?
Well, it'd be huge. You know, this is, I mean, my 19th year. I was thinking that a conference championship was going to come a little sooner in my career, but, you know, we've had some very good teams. And, you know, we've battled, you know, over the course of my career here. But, you know, from my standpoint, it's for the kids. You know, these guys have worked so hard and just been a real close-knit group and a special group to me. Want to go out and give ourselves a chance of success, you know, for our players, the guys that have been real close to me in the program for a number of years.
Well, you've got a spot in the MIAA tournament already, and just kind of talk about the postseason, how things look.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of things will clear up after this weekend. We're obviously in, which takes a lot of pressure off guys. You know, a lot of years we're sitting in that, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 spot. And just knowing you got another weekend to play obviously is a little bit of a weight lifted off. You know, I think when you look at the field that makes the MIAA tournament, it's going to be as good as any conference in the country. And then I think when you look in a week and look at the number 9, 10, 11 teams that don't make the tournament, I think any other year or maybe just a little better weekend here and there, I think any of those schools could step in and, you know, be a part of that field as well. So it'll be an exciting weekend, and, you know, we just have to take care of business this weekend and before we start looking down the road.
And, again, just why do you see some of the keys to this weekend?
Well, I think just do what we do. You know, I think we we don't talk about wins and losses in team huddles or team meetings. You know, we talk about the process of our hitters have to go out, grind out at bats. You know, if we don't get much going in the first couple of innings, second time through the order, we have to pick that up and just focus on the process of grinding out at bats, which have equaled hits for us in the past 2 months here. So, obviously, pitching-wise, pitching kind of carries us for the most part. First two starters, Joe Hitbus and Brad Roberts, two awfully good starters. And then, you know, hopefully those guys go deep in a game and get to our short bullpen with Wagner and Dudar. And then play clean defense behind them. And that's when we do those things, when we've done those things over the past 2 months, we've given ourselves an opportunity of success at the end of the day.